Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update on kaya959.
This week, Kaya Biz will be brought to you by Sumitra Naidu. So what we said yesterday, and of course, you'll be giving us the throw forward for business. And there's a lot to discuss, specifically South African-wise. We were projecting our annual growth to be 1.5. Nothing to brag about to begin with. But now the IMF has slashed that down to just a mere 1%. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, it's not great. We're not getting a break here. But the IMF releasing its World Outlook report forecasting lower growth for most countries and impacting the global economy. So U.S. President Donald Trump's U.S. tariffs really creating incredible policy uncertainty here, and it's expected to slow growth significantly. It's even raised the risk of a global recession. The fund is now forecasting a 0.5% drop for South Africa, with growth expected at just 1% this year. Sizwe?
Yeah, I think the guys in the U.S. are finally getting the message. When you look at Donald Trump's utterances this morning, he's kind of capitulating on the China issue. And then even Elon Musk himself has kind of hinted that he's going to take a step back from politics, because I don't know if you saw Tesla, their quarter results, they're down over 70% year on year. Crazy.
Awful, awful, awful results. And yeah, I think the writing was on the wall. Musk saying that he will have to limit his role in Washington and step back from his duties as head of DOGE, Department of Government Expenditure. While he was shaking up things there, his own company suffered a massive shakedown. As you said, Tesla results out yesterday, net income plummeting 71% to $409 million. Total revenue down 9%. Automotive revenue dropping 20% to $14 billion. These were really awful results. And I think the best move for him really is to move away from Washington and move away as Trump's second in charge.
Yeah, I mean, it may be a little too late, but we'll see how it pans out for him. What are the markets looking like?
Well, Asian stock markets are trading mostly higher this morning following a strong close on Wall Street overnight. As you said, you know, Trump backing down from his moves on China. He also seems to be backing off on U.S. Fed Chair Jerome Powell, and that's really helping the markets. He said that he would also trim down the current 145% tariff rate on China. So that's really lifting some sentiment. Gold still gaining ground as a safe haven, now over 1.2%. higher, $3,348 an ounce. And Rand trading firmer this morning at 18.56 against the dollar. That's your business.
Thank you very much. Sumitra Naidu right there, standing in for Google, bringing you Kaya Biz this week.
Business update on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.